Okay. See, how do I sound? Do I sound fun?
You had to plug it in first.
Well, I mean, but that's usually your job.
Okay. Oh, boy. Well, we're back.
Yeah.
Off for Easter.
Yeah.
You didn't fare well.
Well, it's like this like sinus allergy draining stuff, so I sound lovely, I'm sure.
There you go.
There might be a lot of that.
But you're making progress.
Yeah. It's like all just in the back of my throat now. Like, it's not in my head, really. It just sounds like this.
Well, you know, what can you do? What can you do?
I don't know. I take allergy medicine. It's somewhat helping.
Well, that's good, I guess.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay. I just was looking. The winning Powerball ticket was sold in Oregon.
Oh, so you did not win?
No.
Okay.
I don't know if we won anything.
How does one know?
No, I didn't win a Powerball. I didn't even get a Powerball.
I don't know what any of that means.
I don't know either.
Okay. But you played anyway.
Hey, at 1.3 billion, this podcast would be very different today.
If you would have won?
Yes.
Oh. That's disappointing then, I guess.
Oh, well.
Yeah, it's what it is.
So what you got, dear? How you doing? What did you talk to me yesterday about that?
I don't remember.
You wanted to tell me that you didn't want to say for the... I can't remember either now.
I don't know, but let's do this in order, though.
Okay.
So last Sunday was Easter.
It was.
So I went out to Mom's,
mm-hmm,
and stopped to see Graham. On my way there, these are the random things that I saw driving through Bensonboro.
Okay.
Two ladies with two kids rollerblading in the senior center parking lot.
Rollerblading?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it was nice-ish.
Oh, no, I'm not saying weather. It just seems like rollerblading isn't a thing.
The ladies weren't rollerblading. The kids were rollerblading. Then because it's Bensonboro and people park along the side of the road with no concern about like cars coming the other way because it's Bensonboro. There's not a lot of traffic. You know, guy just like leaving his door open into traffic. Two, I can only describe them as bikers because they were both wearing like bandanas on their heads.
Okay.
Just walking down the sidewalk. An old guy was just sitting in his backyard staring at a smoldering fire. There might have been flames, but I only saw smoke. Like in a fire pit. And finally, a random bucket of paint on someone's garage roof.
This sounds like some kind of weird AI painting.
Yes, but it wasn't. These are in the wilds of Bensonboro sightings.
Nice.
Yeah. I didn't know what to do with any of it.
Oh, no. Clearly there's nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
It's just there.
Yeah.
That's good, I guess. But other than that, we survived Easter.
A lot of ham.
Not my most favorite food holiday.
Well, you like ham.
I do.
But that's about it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, and biscuits, rolls, whatever your bread of choice is.
Well, bread. It's just not, well. Effect,
no, but I mean,
so,
like biscuits are different than like.
It's still all bread.
Two pieces of white bread.
Not really, not to me. But effectively, what you're arguing is that if the official food of Easter was just ham sandwiches, I'd be golden.
I mean, but yeah, because that's like you eat that. But it's like, but you don't eat the green bean casserole. You don't eat stuffing, which I didn't really realize was a Easter food. I think Thanksgiving for stuffing.
Yeah.
Mom had scalloped potatoes, so you missed out on that.
Yeah.
Trying to think of what else.
I'm kind of hot and cold on hard-boiled eggs because I had to eat so many of them. Because that's like, hey, it was good protein and I could stomach them while I was sick.
Yeah, yet you ate all of them.
Well, I was hungry the other night because I didn't really eat much supper or any supper. So you kind of were mocking me for eating two hard-boiled eggs at like 9:30.
Like 20 minutes before going to bed was why I was mocking you about it.
I was hungry.
I understand that. It's just... I don't know, like, that close to going to bed? I don't know.
Like you well, next eat. Time I'll go to bed hungry. And you can
that's
wonder
what not what I meant.
Okay. Well, no, that's what...
I just didn't understand why the eggs, hard-boiled eggs is what you chose.
Because we didn't have anything else.
Because yeah, we're getting down to the end of tax season. And
I haven't been to the store with how busy I've been for...
Grocery shopping is not on the top of my list.
No. Although when we're done here, I am baking cookies.
I did buy you... I was nice enough to buy you stuff to make your Hershey Kiss cookies.
That's true.
Because as her favorite child...
Yes, I was very grateful.
You got Hershey Kiss cookies for Easter.
Yes. So that was good. But we survived that. That was great. It's been busy. This is actually the lull of the week. The other 3 weeks. This past one was the kind of the slower one.
Yeah.
Of the three here, because the week before, the Thursday before Easter, we had my big announcement of the William Corey Foundation that I've been working on for a year to get up.
Yeah.
And that was exciting to see, and it's been kind of received very well. But that was getting that together and getting everything all lined up and getting everyone's help to get it announced. You can actually
and acquiring light refreshments.
Yeah, light refreshments. Illegal light refreshments, to say the least. And then this week was...
Shh, you're not supposed to tell anybody.
It's a podcast. It's fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Then we can go from there to... this week, which was kind of light, and yeah. actually was even lighter because folks were out to some extent all over the place, including due to sickness and flooded basements and stuff with how much rain we had. So
you're talking about the same person for both of them.
No, other people were out for other things too. So it was kind of a light week.
Yeah.
On that kind of stuff, and then this coming week's busy. Between the eclipse on Monday and the big thing we're going to talk next week that happens Thursday.
Yeah.
Can't let that out yet. And then I'm abandoned.
Why? Oh, because the entire geography department is going to Hawaii.
Yes. Except for me.
Because it makes sense to have an annual geography conference for the U.S. in Hawaii.
Yeah.
It only makes sense for the people who live, the geography students and teachers who live and go to school in Hawaii.
The funny thing is, I was like, they were very, very nice about it, but everyone was kind of like, originally, not upset, but like, felt bad that I wasn't going. I'm not going.
I'm sorry, they thought that was a possibility.
Well, remember...
Oh, they don't know you that well yet.
They don't, yeah, especially because I was mostly over, you know, I wasn't around them as much. Yeah. This is the first class. This was 2020 class. So these would have been freshmen during, you have to be online.
Yeah.
Lockdown year. So we, But they've kind of been funny because now they understand that I genuinely am more excited in trying to figure out how I can get myself to the conference next year in Detroit.
Via like Zoom?
No. Because if I can go to a conference, this would be a good one, a nice one to go to.
You know, and there's like a lot of crime in Detroit.
Well, yeah, but there's a lot of crime in Johnstown too. You know, let's not delude ourselves. It's more by it's a percentage
of population, probably pretty close.
Yeah, it's pretty close. Between Michigan Speedway and
that would be like the last week of tax season again.
Well, you're not going.
What? You're gonna go have fun without me. Well, I guess if it's the last week of tax season.
Yeah. I don't know when it is, though. It's not always the same. I don't think it's always like the same weekend. I think it's varies.
Just for knowledge, like, I'm having a sinus issue. What's your issue? Are you also having a sinus issue?
No, I'm just still dealing with this is wake up me.
Oh.
This is the
it's
earthen.
It's 10 o'clock.
This is earthen people voice when I teach my 9:30 class.
Okay.
Speaking
of geography, though.
Yes.
I used my geography minor this week.
Okay.
On a tax return.
Nice.
I used my cartography skills to print a map from Google Maps and use the scale to determine how big a house was.
Cool.
Yeah, I was very proud of it. You seem less enthused about it than I was.
I don't know if that's necessarily using your.
I didn't make the map, but I could read the map.
That's true.
Not everybody can do that. Probably could have done that without having the minor, though. So
that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, but I was excited about it. I even drew my own little rough sketch of it before I printed it out.
Oh, that's kind of cool. At least.
I used a post-it to measure the legend. And then held it up to the picture.
That actually probably may not have worked.
It actually wasn't that bad.
Well, Google Earth may auto-update the scale.
It does.
Oh, okay. Good, good.
Yeah, yeah. No, as I was zooming in and out, it was changing.
Adjusting.
The scale was adjusting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's not like it was a static scale.
Okay. Yeah, because I taught you that.
That was staying the same as I zoomed in. No, as I zoomed in, it was getting, the scale was getting, was adjusting too.
Okay.
Anyway.
I feel better.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's my week. My last week and this coming week, I'm excited to kind of get through Thursday.
Yeah.
Because the foundation was a year-long project. This one coming up, we determined, was a three-year project.
I will be so excited for this to be done and over with. And I wasn't even directly involved.
You only got to hear some of the meetings and took part in one part of it. Because you went down with us to the War Memorial.
I chauffeured one day for... When you weren't feeling well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There will be no light refreshments Thursday.
Okay. I'll bring my own beverage. What?
Nothing. Okay.
I got all kinds of things going on right now. Okay, don't look at me like that.
So
my traffic observation for this week,
yes,
is actually an observation of PennDOT. You know that sign that they have, that like little like electronic sign that they have getting onto 219 North on Scalp?
Yeah, the little four line.
Yes. It was never more accurate than it was on Thursday.
Okay.
Where it said, caution. Changing weather patterns.
It just should say that all the time.
Because it literally snowed, rained, hailed. The sun was out at one point. It did all the weather.
I liked it because that was
because I think there was even somewhere in the area a tornado warning.
Yeah. Or at least earlier in the week.
All of the weather.
Did was that Thursday that you texted me, hey, is it hailing?
Yes.
You didn't know I was at work.
I didn't know you were on campus.
Okay, because you know I have no windows in my office.
I didn't know you were on campus. Okay. I thought you were at home because it was Thursday and your class is in the morning. So I thought you would be home by, because it was like afternoon. It was like right after lunch.
Yeah.
I thought maybe you would be home by then. And I was curious if it was hailing here because it was hailing at work. And it was like not, you know, often when it hails, it hits the ground and melts.
Yeah.
This was accumulating.
It's with like small peas.
Yeah, but yeah. It was like accumulating too. Like there was like small mounds of hail then.
Yeah.
Everywhere. It was interesting. And it went through that cycle like multiple times. It's just every time it got to the hail was smaller than the last time.
Yeah.
Like even yesterday, I think, because it did it Friday too. And then yesterday a little bit, it was off and on with what it was doing. When I was leaving the office at like 12:30, it was like little teeny tiny like ice pellets because they hurt.
Well, I'm sorry that little tiny ice pellets hurt.
Yeah. So that was my traffic observation, and my second, well, one of them, and my other one was I think the general population doesn't know what to do when an emergency vehicle is coming towards it with its lights flashing.
No, clearly not.
So, two instances of this, actually. Like, last Saturday on my way home, I was coming down Eisenhower, so I was coming down the hill. I had just, like, come over the hill, and all of a sudden, there's these two cop cruisers coming behind me with their lights flashing. So, you know, I go over to the side of the road as quick as I can. People down further in the road, like, just, like, don't know what to do. I'm, like, and I had to stop at the store, and I was explaining, because there was a house fire last week. And I was explaining, I'm, like, people just, and because one lady said, people just need to get out of the way. I'm, like, no, if you just stop, they will go around you. When you move, like, when it's a congested area, and you try to move out of the way, you're just making it more difficult for them. Like, if you just stay still so they know where you're at, they can go around you more easily. And then yesterday, I don't know where the cop was going, but he must have gotten on 219 south, I think. Anyway, so it's the cop, this was right after I picked up my groceries, so he must have been at Walmart for the fight.
Oh,
and came.
That's what you were telling me about.
Oh, yeah. We'll come back to that.
Okay.
And so he came out, lights flashing, siren going, came out by the Starbucks, that entrance, like almost like right by the Denny's.
Yeah.
From Walmart to go down. And he must have gotten on 219 South. But anyway, so he's trying to come out. And the light, like, my light was green. Like, I saw him coming. My light was green, but I wasn't going. This car beside me came flying down. Like, so fortunately, the cop knows people are idiots and stopped before he pulled out with his lights going and sirens going to make sure no one was going to hit him. Otherwise, this car would have hit him.
Yeah.
Because this car had, like, no concern for what was going on. Anyway. People are idiots.
I agree. So, yes, let's explain to me the story again of your Walmart experience. Well, not your reported, your boots on the ground experience report from Walmart.
So, there's a bird at the bird feeder again. Sorry. We get excited about it because it's still early. He's trying to decide which bird feeder he prefers, I think. apparently the second one. Anyway, so I did a grocery order, and I was there to I was picking up my groceries, and the worker who brought my groceries out, she's chatty. They aren't usually, because they're usually younger kids, but this one was probably like close to our age. Chatty.
Okay.
And she's like, there was just a fight in, like, the must have been in the freezer section. She's like, there was vegetables flying.
Oh, jeez.
She's like, I'm pretty sure with the eclipse coming, people are going crazy.
That Walmart is a complete dumpster fire.
Sorry, we're both a little distracted. Okay, it's gone now. We're both a little distracted by the bird. Bird feeder.
That Walmart is a complete dumpster fire. Like, it's just awful. And everyone thinks so.
Yeah. Like,
talking with David on campus, like, he's like, he hates stopping there. Like, especially because going back to his home, they can pass, like, three other Walmarts that are better.
Yeah. Well, and I'll even, like, if I'm at, like, mom's, or if I'm at, like, one of the schools I audit, like, that's in Somerset, yeah, like, Somerset County, I'll go to the Somerset Walmart. Like, if I need something, I'll go to the Somerset Walmart, and I'll just go in.
Yeah. Evansburg is so good, too, better. Actually. Yeah. By comparison. It's just the Johnstown one is just awful.
Yeah.
But I'm not surprised there's a fight.
Yeah. Why?
Because it's just, it's that Walmart.
Yeah. But it was like, she's convinced that it's people are crazy because of the eclipse coming. No.
People are crazy because they're crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, but then you have something happen. I forget what it was.
No, I was using the earthquake tied to the eclipse to put additional stress on creaky structures. Let's leave it at that.
Me?
No.
Oh, okay. No, I don't remember.
But
it's not important.
No, we'll get through that. It's a gorgeous day today. It'd be fantastic.
I mean, it looks like it. It might be cold.
Well, no, I mean to see the eclipse. Now, the problem is it's tomorrow, and it's going to be very cloudy tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, I guess it is tomorrow.
Yeah. No, today's Sunday.
Today's Sunday.
We're recording on the 7th. Tomorrow's the 8th.
One week to go.
Yeah, you're done. What day actually is the end date?
Next Monday. It's actually the 15th this year.
Nice. Plus, you have a picnic on Saturday?
Yeah.
We might have food.
Well, I mean, we're in charge of the food, so. If we don't have food,
kind of our fault.
There might be a revolt.
Eh.
Especially if there's no muffins.
Yeah, muffins were a request. A very polite request.
For an afternoon picnic.
Yes.
It's fine.
Yeah, no, we'll see. It should be fun. I think it's warm. I don't know, it'd be cold.
I mean, some years it has been and some years it hasn't. It's just...
Well, remember, it's a week earlier than usual.
Right, because they're all going to be in Hawaii.
Yes.
And
it's later.
It's probably going to be cold.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be chilly.
Yes. That's my...
Because it'll be outside.
Yeah, that's my fear.
Where exactly? Who knows yet?
Working on it.
Yeah.
I'm not.
No, that's somebody else.
There's a team.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Anything else on your list?
No.
Okay.
I don't know what you were just doing.
Oh, I was trying to determine what type of hair that was on my keyboard.
Oh, like if it was the cat hair?
No, I'm pretty sure it was
hair.
Me.
Okay. I don't know. Your hair's kind of as long as Kaylee's now. What?
I know. You keep playing with it.
It's all foofy.
I know.
Kaylee doesn't like it when I play with her hair.
I'm not a fan.
Yeah, but you don't smack me with claws like she does.
That's true. So, I continued, although this week I did not have a chance to watch something, although you and I did watch a movie together last night, because you were sleeping, and it just came up on Amazon Prime. So we watched the original, the 1989 Batman movie.
Much darker than I remember it being. It
was very dark. And it was kind of a very big tone change, because up until then, Batman was Adam West.
Yeah. Spoilers for those who are unaware. Batman's parents are murdered.
Yeah.
And the Joker's creepy.
Well, he's supposed to be.
I know.
But, can they do a Batman movie without having to, like, everybody knows.
Explain that? Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody knows what happened to Batman's parents and Spider-Man's uncle.
I mean, at this point, I would think so, but...
I don't know. But, last week, I did watch, in my abandoned Home Alone due to tax season thing. I was going to come up with a better name for this next year.
I was going to say you're going to come up with a better name and there's only 1 week left.
No, next year. I'm going to workshop some stuff over the summer.
Okay.
Get a focus group together.
You and the cats.
I have students.
The gaggle.
Or a marketing class.
Of geese. The gaggle
geese. Yeah, that's not going to go over with me well.
Anyway.
Mostly because I think they'd be down for it, which is the problem.
So what'd you watch?
Short Circuit.
Short Circuit. I...
Have you ever seen?
Don't think so. Or if I have, just like snippets here and there.
Okay. So... Defense company makes killer robots.
Okay.
During a demonstration, lightning hits one of them, and he attains sentience, comes alive.
Okay.
And wanders off the base.
Okay.
And ends up meeting a lady who's kind of teaches him stuff and exposes him to television and everything. And okay. The whole movie is them trying to stay away from the company that's trying to get him back or kill him or blow him up.
Okay.
It's kind of neat. Sounds fun. Very good. Oddly enough, it's for something that is in the 80s that way, they built the robot. Like, it looks really good.
Yeah.
Because it was an actual physical thing.
Yeah.
That was built.
Who's in it?
Steve Guttenberg.
I'm not gonna know who that is.
No, he was also in Police Academy.
That does not help.
No, that's what I'm saying. You wouldn't. Yeah, you wouldn't know anybody. I'm assuming anybody who's in it.
Okay.
But it ends up that the creator, the scientist, that engineer that designed the robots, typical kind of like 80s thing, he's like, oh, it's just a robot. And then when he meets up with them and he understands what's going on, helps them get away, and then, he's like a computer nerd that doesn't know, and say, oh, well, here's this nice lady that helped his robot, and so they go run away to Montana together to hide the robot.
Ah. Okay.
Yeah. It's nice. It's fun.
I'll take your word for that.
Yeah. Because the second one doesn't have, only has one member of the original cast in it. I didn't watch
okay,
the second
one. Okay,
so
the one doesn't sound, the first one doesn't sound like all that thrilling. They made a second one?
Yeah. No, the first one was thrilling. It's kind of like a comedy thing. But like a light-hearted, lighter comedy. I did not watch the second one recently, but I have watched it, where the scientist, the engineer's sidekick, his buddy,
okay,
is, and this is kind of a issue today, because he's plays like a stereotypical Indian engineer, but the dude wasn't Indian at all. Like it was, that was like, he is working in New York, and he's, because he got fired, because the whole company shuts down.
Right.
And he's trying to build little miniature toys that look like the robot.
Okay.
And it's not going well for him, and he has a business partner and stuff. So when they hear about it, they send the real robot, hey, get more, because at this point, he's just wanting to learn things.
Yeah.
So he's like, well, go to the city and learn things. And go hang out with their buddy.
Yeah.
And help him out with his business.
Yeah.
And so he kind of ends up being helping there and learn stuff in the city and making friends and everything. But here, he's naive. Kind of like a, you know, farmer goes to the city kind of story and gets taken.
Yeah.
Same kind of thing, except he's a robot. And these criminals use him to help rob a bank.
Okay.
And then when he finds out, he figures it out, they try to stop him and beat the crap out of the robot.
How does that go for them?
Well, it almost kills him, the robot.
Okay.
Until the business, I remember, because it's kind of funny, but it's also kind of sad, because he's, the robot's dying.
Not gonna lie, this movie sounds stupid.
No, it's it's okay. But it's this perfect nostalgia thing, because they go and he has to do enough to help himself, because he wants to stop these criminals, so they break into a Radio Shack.
Oh, good gracious.
Back when it was a Radio Shack with parts and stuff.
Okay.
And then they captures all the bad guys, and at the end they, because he had made so many contacts and friends and everyone liked him, and they felt bad for what happened with him. At the end of the movie, they actually go through the ceremony, and the guy who's not really Indian but is Indian in the movie,
yeah,
and the robot both become naturalized citizens.
That did not make it sound less stupid.
Yeah, the first one's better by a lot.
You're not going to make me watch these, are you?
No.
Okay.
No. I actually genuinely think you might enjoy the first one.
I don't know.
Like the first one, it's much it's less... It's still campy, but it's better in the sense that, like, I was laughing because the lady takes care of stray animals, too.
Okay.
As a three-legged dog.
Okay.
Her ex-boyfriend, who is clearly designed as written as the scumbag ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
To reinforce that point when you meet him, he's there to try to get back together with her. In an actuality, which is bad enough. He's just, you could have written it that way. But he's there with the crate from medical testing laboratory to take her three-legged dog and sell it to the medical testing laboratory so they can do experiments. Like, to really drive home the point that this guy's a dirtbag, which you already had.
Okay.
But,
You're not helping your case.
I'm not trying to argue that we should watch this movie. I'm just saying the part. No, the part where that pays off is when he comes and tries to get the robot.
Yeah.
And it starts beating her up.
Oh,
he takes apart the guy's Trans Am.
The robot does?
The robot, like, really fast.
So instead of helping...
Oh, no, no, it just distracts him. And then he handles the bad guy, the scumbag boyfriend. Yeah.
Okay.
But everything's tied to, like, especially not even current, but cultural references, because a lot of it he learned through television.
Right.
So, like, he's talking to but he's handling the boyfriend. He's talking like a gangster because he was watching a gangster movie.
Okay.
When they send other robots to get him, he takes them all out and reprograms them and turns them into the Three Stooges. Because it only knows cultural TV references.
Okay.
Yeah. So, anyway, it's an interesting, it's kind of fun. I wouldn't make you sit through it. It'd be something that would, like, I'd stop on television. But I thought from an interesting perspective how they had to actually look good and with them building the actual physical device and prop.
Yeah. Back when they had to do that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
Because I guarantee you, you've seen...
I've probably seen bits and pieces of it, but I know I haven't seen the whole movie.
No. Because you've seen the...
No.
Oh, no? You have never... Okay, maybe you've never seen any of it then. Okay.
So it's just that... It's just a tiny robot?
No, it's full size. It's human size.
Your human size or my human size?
Well, there's a picture of it.
Okay, that still looks silly.
About 5.5, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. No, it's kind of fun.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
It's an interesting movie.
I mean, I don't know about the Batman movie either.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's clearly 90s, 80s, late 90s. Yeah. But it's an interesting. It really did set that the Batman movie set off the whole genre. That was the start of all these movies.
Yeah.
For the last 30 years.
But it was like darker and grittier than I remembered it being. And kind of also a little on the stupid side. I was half asleep while we were watching it.
Yeah, that didn't help.
Didn't help. Because I just feel... I don't know. Because it's just one of those where it's just... And I have this problem sometimes with older movies that like, things are just stupid sometimes.
Okay.
And I don't think at the time that they came out that they were meant that way. That makes them seem campy when that wasn't the original intention.
I think it depends too on what the intent is and also how it's going to handle it. Like,
no, like so the one scene where he's in the Batwing.
Yeah.
And he flies the whole way up so that he can create the...
Use the
bat
plane
signal
to... Yeah.
In the moon. Like, that was completely unnecessary.
Yeah.
Especially since all it did was waste time. And... Then and at the very end where they put Batman gives them the signal light.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's so crystal clear in the sky. My question to you was, Did he also give them the backdrop to hang in the sky so that it was visible?
Well, that's always the, that's always the problem with the concept of that. Because even if because even if it's not 100%, like you can clearly see they were projecting that onto a screen.
Yeah.
But what happens when crime breaks out on a clear night?
Exactly. Like, so, not practical.
No. Well, it's practical from the concept of that is a thing that occurs when Batman was created.
You know what? Crime doesn't happen on a clear night. Because you'd be visible by the moon.
Well, no, there's not always a moon on a clear night. Even, though. No, but that's the concept. Versus now, it makes a lot less sense versus, you know, 70, 80, 90 years ago. I forget when Batman first launched as a concept. But
oh, probably earlier than
You know, we're talking there, you know, it's not like remember, like when you talk about like some of the concepts of the just way out concepts of Dick Tracy catching gangsters and has a watch where he can talk the headquarters on.
Yeah.
And that was like, oh, that'll never Apple Watch. Like it's everywhere. So
now
like,
I think people who talk to their watch are silly.
But that was it made sense at that point. It's just the legacy that continues versus like, oh, there's crime going on. Here, quick, let's call Batman by picking up our cell phone.
Because we don't know who he is.
But he can still just have he has a burner phone.
But we don't know who he is, even though he only wears half a mask.
Oh.
And doesn't sound any different.
I didn't recognize anyone during the pandemic.
But, and then on top of that, but I think it would just be easier if, because, and maybe you don't necessarily know this from the first movie, but into the second movie, and even like, I think even like the TV show or something, maybe too, the signal light got put on the roof.
Yeah.
Okay. But wouldn't it make more sense for it to be like on ground level or like less than the whole way on the roof of City Hall so that it could be reflected onto a building?
Maybe not. See, there's only one side of the building.
I don't know either.
It's not a good communication system.
Yeah, it's silly.
Versus like maybe turning the like they do with the Empire State Building and change the colors on the top for different things.
Yeah.
Like what's the tallest building and just put a big giant beacon at the top of that changes color.
Yeah.
Or we'll go with Jason from Rage Select's concept of good people aren't out at night in Gotham City and just don't need the signal. Just go out and beat anybody up.
Just go out every
because
night.
There are not good people out in dark in Gotham City.
Just go out every night and assume that everybody is bad
because they are.
There's crime everywhere.
There was a handful of good people at one point. It was Martha and whatever Thomas Wayne, and they got killed.
Yeah,
that was it. That was the last good people out at night in Gotham City. Don't need a signal. Just assume. Something's up.
Should we come up with a signal for you?
I have a cell phone.
I'm just thinking like...
Yes, there is a signal. I guarantee it. I don't know what it is, but apparently everyone knows it because it only goes off when I'm eating a meal. Because that's when people call me.
The cats are trying to attack the door. Yeah. I don't know about that.
And what would it be for? We need a snarky comment?
Tech support. Well, isn't that what you got yesterday?
That's true.
Here's my technology crisis. Help me.
I hope that's going well.
But again, yeah, they just bombarded your cell phone.
Yeah, just call their cell phone. Yeah, when you actually need my help, just go out there, set everything up, light a big flare into the night sky, and then dial 814-525.
Take the time to do all this other stuff first.
So, well, with that, how's your head?
Well, it's still attached. So there's that. There's less pressure than there was yesterday. Because, you know, it's been raining for like 4 days. So on top of the sinus draining, I also had the sinus pressure. But, you know, hopefully it'll be gone soon. And I won't sound like, I don't know what I sound like. Do I sound like I'm underwater or something?
A Muppet.
I sound like a Muppet?
I don't know.
Kermit?
No.
Miss Piggy?
I don't know Muppets.
Grover?
I don't, is that a Muppet? I thought there was a distinction between
Muppets and Sesame Street.
And everything else.
Well, they're like the Muppets are the Muppets.
Yeah, but I thought that was
they're
like
a group,
whatever that cult was, or
yeah, Fozzie Bear.
That's a cult, or that's a Muppet.
It's a Muppet.
Okay, I don't know.
First was like Bert and Ernie and Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch and Cookie Monster. Those are Sesame Street.
But those are puppets.
They're all puppets.
No, but there's a, it's, my understanding is there's a, I don't know any of, like, I probably couldn't identify half of those that you just named, but I understand enough that there's
Big Bird. Could you identify Big Bird?
That one I probably could.
The Big Bird.
Yes.
This has been a production of Quantum Wave Media.